This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Gadgets were not meant to be covered, and especially in this day and age, the gadgets are designed to be sexy and sleek. We believe the true beauty of the gadget is the naked gadget itself. So that's what we have, invisible, invincible protection.
This is Brad with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here with Philip Chipping from the Shield Zone and Robert Peterson. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you.
People probably know the Shield Zone as the product name, as the Invisible Shield.
Right. The Invisible Shield is the product. Shield Zone is the corporation.
I am fascinated by your product because I have about five of them now. It all started with a real scratchy iPod that needed to have some kind of a face on top of it. Found your product. I didn't even realize you guys were in Utah, in the Salt Lake City area, and here you are. Philip, you're the founder and VP here at the company. Tell us a little bit about the Shield Zone. How did it originate? It's a military application. I'm interested to know how you got from military helicopter blades to iPod Nanos.
Sure. It's a fun story. You know, I had a watch that I liked a whole lot. It was a nice watch. It was an expensive watch, but it was a little bit old and it was very scratched up. And I had received a new watch for Christmas, and it was also a nice watch, and I didn't want it to get scratched. And so I just started thinking. I like to solve all sorts of problems, and I had heard about this film that protected military helicopter blades. I knew somebody on the inside, called him up, and got a sample of the film. I tested it. You know, and it's a very tough film. It doesn't cut very well with scissors. It was a very crude circle that I slapped on my watch face, but it just worked incredibly well. It filled in some of the cracks. It made the watch face look gorgeous. You couldn't even tell that the film was on there. And obviously, being built for protecting the leading edge of military helicopter blades, it was very, very tough film. It stayed on. It didn't peel up. And being the consummate entrepreneur that I am, it just, you know, light went off in my head and I saw an opportunity. And so that's where it was born. It's basically a sticker on steroids. So it's this clear film, comes on a paper back. It has an adhesive. When you peel the film off, it has an adhesive back. But the film, even though it's 0.008 inches thick, it's optically clear and it is tough. I mean, it is very, very tough. Obviously, it was built for helicopter blades. It was built to withstand a lot of abrasive abuse. You know, our little saying here is invisible, invincible. In fact, that's where our lifetime guarantee comes in. If somebody can scratch the film, or if the film ever gets damaged in the line of duty, we'll replace it for free. But that's basically what it is, just a transparent, very thin film, 0.008 inches thick.
And so the application for that film is really anything that needs to be protected, something that could be scratched. So watch, as you mentioned, iPods, gadgets.
Cell phones, GPSs, I mean, you name it, heart rate monitors. We've done in-flight dash, you know, for pilots. We have done a lot of different things.
Gadgets were not meant to be covered, and especially in this day and age, the gadgets are designed to be sexy and sleek. And, you know, all these big bulky cases that are out there in the marketplace, you know, they may protect them, but, you know, you could put it in all kinds of things to protect it. But we believe that the true beauty of the gadget is the naked gadget itself. And so that's what we have, invisible, invincible protection.
So you let the industrial designer show off their wares and you just live there invisibly.
Exactly.
What's your total revenue today?
Total revenue today.
What can you say?
What can we say? We
could say...
How about customers? How about something?
Well, we'll just say that we're shipping well over 10,000 units a month. And, you know, over the past 2 years, less than 2 years that the company's been alive, we can say that the company's grown about 500% in the past year. We're just beginning, and we're poised for great things coming over the next couple of years here. We have big plans.
That's exciting. And I'm certain that you're riding this new iPod wave, but I want to get back a little bit to the founding of the company, because no company just pops up overnight, Philip. I know you probably spent some late nights in here trying to turn this thing into something. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, your funding, how you took this connection with some guy that had some military film and actually turned this into a consumer product with a retail channel.
Sure, absolutely. We had a number of challenges to overcome. The first challenge was that my wife and I had just received a $5,000 tax refund. You know, coming from a family of seven children with a father who works in the construction industry, you know, we've never had a ton of money. And so my wife and I looked at that and said, do we want to risk that or do we want to save that? Again, I'm the entrepreneur and I wanted to risk it. And she is a very wonderful and supportive person, and she agreed. So we went ahead and we secured some more of the film and started selling it, hand-coded HTML website. And I have very rudimentary HTML skills, but it was enough to build a website and offer, you know, four or five variations on the product. And one of our very first ads was on geocaching.com and really going after the active outdoor lifestyle guy who for sure is dropping his GPS gadget and getting the face scratched. And sure enough, that banner ad started pulling in business, and we had sales literally from day one, the first day the website was up. But getting the website up and doing all of the research and the development took a number of months. Securing the film, you know, creating the designs, it took quite some time. But once,
how much time?
About 3 months.
No, that's not much time. That's not like putting together a giant chemical fab.
True, but for a guy with no income, 3 months is quite some time. And you know, I was pursuing it full time. It started working right off the bat. I mean, we had people ordering. We had incredible feedback from the customers right away, people coming back, and the word of mouth just started spreading, and that's been one of the greatest things. I will say, you know, just right off the bat, one of the exciting things for us, even though the film has been around for a long time, or the variations on the film, we are now using a film that is far surpasses anything else out there in the marketplace. And we also have a patent pending on the process of wrapping an entire gadget in film. So it doesn't matter what film you use, we have the patent pending for that process of wrapping a gadget, which is very exciting for us.
So that becomes your IP. The film may change. It may get better even.
Absolutely.
Thinner, lighter, colors.
Absolutely. And we've got a number of things up our sleeves.
Robert, tell me a little bit about your channel strategy now. You took this product, and now you've got a channel that you need to reach out beyond just e-commerce. Where are you at? How are you getting the product out there?
When Philip first approached me last October, I saw immediately the opportunity. I saw the potential of the product. I saw that Philip, and we'd been longtime friends, and I knew his passion. I knew his passion for new opportunities. I'd been an entrepreneur myself and have started and grown a couple of businesses myself. And so I saw that this is something that I wanted to be fully involved with. So I jumped in full force with Philip. And at the time we had maybe, 40 different, you know, products that we were shielding. And today we have over 600 different gadgets that we have a custom shield, the Invisible Shield designed for. And it's all precision cut, and it's full body. And so the website certainly is the major part of who we are and what we're doing still. But we've now expanded, and some of the local along the Rocky Mountain and Wasatch Front may have seen us in one of our malls. Because the model that we used is the model that I also used in a previous company. I was with Del Sol, and we had a number of carts around the country and ended up with over 100 carts at one time, and then went to full inline stores. So these are independently owned. We're going to also have corporate-owned carts this next year. We're going to open a number of corporate carts, and the model seems to work well. We also have a whole line of iPod accessories that are in electronics that are in addition to the invisible shield that we have as add-on accessories at the mall carts. The nice thing about, you know, a retail location like that is that you can actually get your product shielded. And so it's not just getting in the mail where you get it and you say, okay, now I'm gonna put it on, which you can, and people can do it themselves. It's kind of fun, actually. It takes a little bit of patience, but you put it on, and it takes anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, and depending on how detailed and how particular you are. But, you know, you've done some yourself, right?
Yeah, I actually brought – the last one I did, I let someone else do it.
Okay. So most people, I think, kind of enjoy doing it, and they buy it online, and it works fine. But if you go to one of the carts, you can actually get it shielded, and someone else can do it for you. So, you know, we have the carts that are expanding. We're also in stores. We're in retail stores. We're in about 100 different stores that are Macintosh type of resellers. And they carry, you know, different kinds of iPod accessories, Macintosh accessories, and they carry the invisible shield.
600 products, or at least things that you can shield, and that's a lot of products. What's the percentage of Apple-based products versus the other products?
In the beginning, it was about 90-95%. That percent has come down simply because we have increased the product offering and we've increased the marketing to other market segments, cell phones being one of the biggest. However, iPod still makes up a very large chunk of overall sales, more than 50%.
Well, it's a good thing that people make products that scratch, because otherwise you wouldn't have the demand that you have. I know I just bought a new BlackBerry Pearl, and the way that the screen has been created in the industrial design, it looks like it's a perfect victim to be scratched as I drop it 50,000 times across my desk. And so it's a great product for that. Let's talk a little bit more about what you guys are doing to take this technology. You talked about a patent. Other things that you may be doing, Philip?
As far as IP stuff, it's all pretty classified.
So keeping your military background there.
You know, it's one thing to have a great product. You know, we're consumers as well. And as far as products go out in the marketplace, this is a fantastic product. It does what we promise.
Okay, so we better send listeners off with a little bit of information about the Invisible Shield. Where should they go?
Go to shieldzone.com. Over 600 gadgets you can choose from there.
Any special offers you want to throw out to the listeners around the world?
Absolutely. Go to shieldzone.com/Rocky, and you'll get a 20% discount.
There you go. I can't say I didn't give the world something, I guess, by introducing the Shield Zone people. Philip and Robert, thank you very much for taking some time with me on the podcast. Again, I love the product. It is on 5 of my different gadgets. Keep up the good work.
Thanks very much. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.